In our breakout and best-selling book, Looking for Angels, A Guide to Understanding and Connecting with Angels, Dr. Scott Guerin and I share how you can communicate with angels, understand signs from the universe and these celestial beings, feel at peace knowing you are always connected to Source, and much more. Get your copy today at lookingforangelsbook.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. And now you can even get the audio version narrated by me and Scott through Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. You are listening to A Psychic Story, a podcast that shares behind-the-scenes insights of people who lead supernatural lives among the ordinary. And I'm your host, Nicole Bigley. Join me every other Wednesday as I dispel the myths behind magic and lore. Welcome to A Psychic Story. Hi, psychic listeners. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Psychic Story. Today, we have Susie Yoloff Schwartz. Susie is the founder of Unplug Meditation, and I was really thrilled to bring her on because at first, Susie had a job in fashion, and then she came up with a brilliant idea to make meditation more accessible to people. I know that some people can find meditation intimidating, so I asked her to join and share not only how she came up with the idea and what her career path has been, but what that shift has looked like since then. Welcome to the show, Susie.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm so excited to be on here with you. And I have to say, I'm more interested about you, but we could talk about us.
Yes. I love to share people's stories because everybody has a story and everybody's path is different. So tell us about, I guess, your first kind of career experience and then how you shifted into the meditation field and what that's looking like for you.
Well, I was very lucky after college to, go after a job where my passion was just fashion. And I worked at Giorgio Armani and PR, and then I worked at Vogue, Elle, Marie Claire, and then Glamour Magazine. And I was finally at Glamour for 14 and a half years as the executive fashion editor at large, where I covered the red carpet for the Oscars and for the Golden Globes and different things like that.
That sounds like such a dream job.
It really was. It really was. And then I used to do makeovers on Oprah Winfrey Show and Today Show and Good Morning America and traveled the world covering fashion. So it really was a dream job. I was very lucky.
And so you started out there, and then were you always into meditation, or how did your interest get piqued with it?
Well, I was very into psychics and, everything, kind of float tanks and Ouija boards. When I was in college, I dove deep into all of that stuff. And then when I started working in fashion, I just kind of numbed it out. I forgot about it. And I got really into the job that I was doing.
It sounds like that would keep you busy, just flying around and doing fashion nonstop, being on TV. So yeah.
It was. And I also, got married and had three kids. So it was kind of like a dived into a different area. And then my father died. And when he died, I almost had a spiritual awakening again because we helped him die. He wanted us to help him die. So we did. And I really felt his soul leave his body. And I really felt a reminder that we are more than what we do. We really are who we are, and we're spiritual beings. And I kind of woke up when that happened. And when I was on a trip to Los Angeles for work for the Oscars, I was dressing a newscaster named Robin Roberts.
I think I've heard of her.
Yeah, she's on Good Morning America. Well, I came out here and my friend had three kids and I went to go visit him in Malibu and they were running free in the field. And I said to my husband, his kids are running free and ours are climbing up an apartment wall. What's wrong with this picture? And the next thing I know, the universe must have heard us because he got a job offer out of the blue to go work for a company in Los Angeles. And it was not something I ever was interested in doing, but I decided to leave my family, my mom and my, sister and siblings, and come out here with my three kids and my husband. And we just started a new life in California. And I was going back and forth, and that caused me a lot of stress. And my mother-in-law was like, you need to breathe. Mm-hmm. And she taught me a 3-minute meditation that took me from panic attack to totally calm. And I said to her, what was that? And she said, it's called meditation. You should learn how to do it. And so when I came back to LA, I started Googling places to meditate, and it was really either expensive or huge time commitment that I just didn't have the time. And I thought, there's got to be an easier way. Cause she taught me in 3 minutes. How can we bring this here in LA? Like, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Dry Bar, which is a blowout studio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do hair blowouts. And I'm like, why can't there be like a place like the Dry Bar, but for meditation? It never existed. So that was my aha moment. And then once that happened, I could think of nothing else. I just like had to do it.
When you're new to meditation, like you said, the 3 minutes is great. And kudos to your mother-in-law for showing you that. But so it can be super simple, but sometimes society overcomplicates things. And I also feel that having a place like you do for people to actually go in person makes that even more valuable and accessible for people, right?
Right. Well, it started off like that. And then we created the Unplugged Meditation app. And that changed everything. That took us from a local studio to a global company. And we stopped being just about meditation and started adding in things like tapping into your intuition, meditation to meet your future self, past life regression, find your spirit animal, sound baths, crystal healing, aromatherapy, different types of meditations that are spiritual, that are meditative, that are simplified. It is basically everything any of our clients have ever wanted wrapped into a meditation app. And we were lucky enough to go to Apple and take this Apple Entrepreneur Camp, which is female founders and female developers. They invite you. Well, they only invite 14 people once a year.
Wow.
To come. And we were really lucky. And so the app is really easy to use. And basically, you can try all these different meditations led by our real teachers from our real studio, who are probably most popular teachers in the world for certain subjects, teach these different aspects. So it's kind of amazing.
I wanted to go back just for a moment, though, when you were talking about your father and that you recognized at that moment that you had this awakening that we're spiritual beings. Because I've said on the show before that we are spiritual beings here on earth having a human experience. And that's, I think, a really important point to talk about just a little bit more, if you don't mind, about what you went through and then what also gave you this, helped kind of birth this idea, because there were a bunch of different breadcrumbs and steps that the universe and your higher self and your guides of angels kind of sounds like they brought you through. But if you can share a little bit more about that.
Well, it was almost like I felt his soul separate from his body, but I felt he was still there. So, and I know he's still here. And I really was inspired by that because I really felt like death is just a change of clothing. I looked at that body that he was no longer inside of. And I know that sounds like the craziest thing because I was so close with my father. I still am, I would say. And he was just not in that body anymore. So when we had the funeral and everybody was like, the box was in front of us, I'm like, he's just not even there. It was so strange to me.
Yeah, the reason why I wanted to ask it again is because I feel like as soon as you mentioned him, he was like super excited to just be here. So if you're okay with it, I'd like to just...
No, are you kidding me? I would love that, Nicole. Like if any tapping into Herb Yella, yeah, please share. I would love it.
It was just, I'm getting chills like from the top of my head to my toes, and I don't do this on the show. So just, this is a special treat, not just for you, but for listeners. But yeah, I felt him. He feels like a very warm, warm man. Like he just had a lot of love for everybody. I had a lot of love for you, his family. And I'm kind of like tearing up thinking about this. He's like, yeah, she's absolutely right. Like to kind of take a step back. Usually what I've been taught or what I believe is that when we pass in whichever lifetime we're in, we do go over to the other side and we do have a life review. And then there's a few days, or really I say days because I don't know what the time frame is, but it's like a shorter time frame where then souls can come back and then be and go interchangeably into this earth plane and into other dimensions, depending. he is telling me that he just really never left. Like he went and he did his like, yeah, I'm done. And then I want to go back and be with my family. And he has taken his job very seriously, especially with your family and your kids. He's like their guardian angel for sure. And he just wanted to make sure he's like, I don't want her to gloss over this at all. Go back to that me because you're being given a message from him. Do you have something in particular you want to ask him? Because I feel like you talk to him a lot, like not just in your day-to-day, like almost like he's here, but maybe during your meditations or your prayer. But is there something in particular you feel comfortable asking him?
Well, I'm always asking him to guide me.
Okay, that's what he's saying. I'm your guardian angel. So he was confirming that. Yeah.
It's so interesting that we're talking about this because I never really felt like a business person, but yet I have like launched my own business based on an idea that I really had no business to start a business, I always say. But I'm curious to see where he sees the business of the isness going.
Okay, two parts. I'm going to give you my answer and then he's giving me some information too. Yeah. The first thing is, and this is for anybody that's listening out there, the universe and God, that God spark, the energy that really connects all of us, whatever you want to call it, however you define it, it gives us all messages on a very consistent basis. So it may have given you that idea that you have birthed this wonderful company to multiple people across the earth. It just matters when and if somebody's actually going to take that idea and take that message and turn it into action. So your dad's saying he's really proud of you for that because he, you know, and also I feel like you have a big family on the other side too, that they're cheering you on. But it's also for people that when you just said, like, I had no business starting a business, I want people to understand that the confidence in knowing that if you have that idea, it's also not just part of your higher self, but it is part of that universal plane and the destiny that we're all supposed to be on. So kudos to you. And you should be really proud about that because you brought it to life. And otherwise, if you hadn't, then, you know, that said, what your dad is saying is that there's something to do with reading. And I don't know if this is part of an answer to your question. He was talking to me even before you asked the question about books. Like, I don't know if he was a very voracious reader or if you are, but there has something to do with maybe a book deal or some sort of texts or courses that people can take with Unplug. So if that's something that you've been thinking about or it's a product that hasn't necessarily come off the shelf, so to speak, or been made prime time, he's saying that that will be very lucrative. And I'm not feeling like it's necessarily books that like paperback books. It's like some other sort of kind of like electronic book and coursework is what he's showing me. And he's kind of saying, not that he thought of that idea, but that he's like, I've been saying this for a while. So I don't know if it's something that's been in the back of your head and you're just questioning it, or you just don't know if now's the right time. Is that ringing true?
Is it the Unplug Meditation Teacher Training Program? Because we have this incredible, Nicole, you would love it, by the way. It's like a teacher training program where people from all over the world. In fact, we just wrapped one up and there was a woman from Hong Kong doing it.
I'm getting chills. I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's yes, it's that. That's it. I didn't know exactly how to phrase it because I'm just seeing like books and people learning and reading and some sort of certification.
They're reading books. They're meditating twice a day with us. They're taking these videos that we did with this superstar named David G. I don't know if you've ever meditated with him, but I love him. You should for sure interview him too if you want to.
Oh, absolutely. If you can give me an introduction, I'd be happy to have him on the show.
Oh yeah, he's phenomenal. And then so he leads it and I teach the business part of it. So I'm helping them kind of like create the business. And then we do a live streaming 1 week where we all get together and there's people from all over the world, Ireland, UK, Sweden, America, Canada, all online for an entire week, and they go into breakout rooms and they train each other one-on-one, or they'll teach a group. And then at the last day, they teach on the global stage of Unplug, and then they become Unplug teachers. And it's so cool.
It's that. And then there's also a kernel of something. It may come to me later, but there's a kernel of something else in there that hasn't quite gotten off the ground, that it was almost like kind of put on a shelf. You were either thinking like, hey, I can come back to that but it's something that's going to really kick it off to the next level. So I'll just quickly brainstorm with you here, but is it like a scholarship for somebody in need, like because they're actually applying to take this course and then there's selected, but the yes is the coursework, the reading, the certification, that's going to definitely catapult the company. But also there is a piece where I'm hearing like to share something and open it up more to have that, which you're creating, be somewhat more accessible to an individual consumer, not on the mass scale.
There's a company that we love so much that we've been working with, that I'm not going to mention, and they have more than 2 million people who subscribe to it, and we're on their platform and we love being on their platform and we want to like do more with them. That's the dream. So hopefully that'll come true.
Well, then that's your confirmation right there. So then that's what it is.
Is he saying yes to that? Because that would be good.
So then there you go. But yeah, so I think that was really much it. Your dad was just like smiling and was like giving you kind of like this little hug around and wanted to make sure that he had his window or opening. And he's like, I'm going to take it. And so he kind of came into this interview, but that's okay. So hi, Dad. Thank you for joining us. If there's any other messages you want to give her along the way, we can tell her later. But yeah, I want to get back to your story. So this is really cool. So tell us about, we started also talking about Unplug and the meditations and the classes and how it's set up. So people go, they download the app, and then what's the fee for it?
Oh, so it's like $59 for a year and you get unlimited access to over 850 classes that are unbelievable, whether it's crystals or Reiki or tapping or guided visualizations by the top hypnosis people in the world. For me, it answers all of my life's challenges. And whenever somebody comes to our studio and they say, I really could use some help with this, or I really want more of that, or I want a full moon or a new moon meditation, can you make that? I'm like, sure. So we constantly are adding new content based on the desire of the people we're connected to. And that for me has been just one of the funnest parts about Unplugged, because for me, I love the teachers. I want to study with the top. So I feel like I'm the client getting the value out of this. And fortunately, there's thousands and million people who've meditated with us. It's pretty magical.
That's amazing. And what I love about your story and the platform that you've created is, like I was saying in the beginning too, like there's so many different apps out there. There's so many things that people can go and learn about it, but it can be overwhelming. And I also like the fact that you have it broken down, like you were talking about past life regression, crystals, the full moon. What is your favorite? So like right now, I'm sure it's like, you know, they say it's like picking a favorite child, but
I wish I could pick just one. I can't.
Okay, well then pick a few.
There's so many that I love. So when I'm feeling overwhelmed, that can happen when you own your own business, I'll always click on Heather Hayward's When You're Overwhelmed meditation.
Okay.
Before I go into a meeting, when I really want to connect with everybody in the meeting and be a mindful listener and get stuff done, I'll listen to Amy Sandler's Before the Meeting. When I want to do a full moon meditation, I'll probably go to Cassandra Bodzak's, I just did hers and it was so good. When I want to meditate and just listen to the stillness and silence within, I'll just listen to David G. There's like great ones by this guy who I love too. There's just so many great ones, but one of our teachers teaches a celebrity and he teaches the celebrity about being indestructible. So it's a meditation that you put a force field around you and nobody can get into your force field. I also like one that he does called pronoia, which is the opposite of being paranoid. Being pronoid, which is a real word, is the belief that everything is working in your favor. And I love the concept of positive mindset and setting intentions. And it's just, we do it in a way that's very simple. So you don't even have to think when you go on the app. You can just click the meditation of the day and it's always good. And it's always under 10 minutes.
What are some other maybe either meditations or things that they even can do on their own? You mentioned breath work, like your mother-in-law telling you and teaching you in like 3 minutes. Do you mind maybe walking us through some of that, what that could look like?
Yep. So one of my favorite meditations on the app is called 16 Seconds to Calm. It's by a teacher named David G. And it is a meditation that's taught to the Navy SEALs. It's used with police officers. It's used with surgeons. And what's great about it is when you are in a situation that's causing you stress and anxiety, you're able to shift gears and calm yourself down by slowing down your breath. And I'll show you what it looks like and then I'll walk you through it. Okay?
Okay. Great. Yeah. Is that called box breathing?
Yes.
See, everything's divine aligned because I literally heard about this the other day. So...
Oh, great. So basically you inhale through your nose to the count of four, hold your breath for the count of four, exhale through your mouth for the count of four, and hold your breath for the count of 4 seconds. So I like to kind of stress you out first so you can see what it feels like and then guide you through the experience. How does that sound?
Okay, great.
If anybody's listening and driving their cars, pull over before you do this. Or keep your eyes open when you do it because it works for that too. So, but for you, Nicole, I'd like you to close your eyes.
Okay. I will close my eyes.
And just visualize that you have a very important meeting, but the Wi-Fi won't start, so you can't get into it. So imagine you finally got your one meeting with the most important psychic on the planet besides yourself, and you can't get on because the Wi-Fi won't start. And raise your hand when you feel that stress. Can you feel the stress?
Because it just happened to me the other day. So it wasn't hard to channel.
Okay. Now I'd like you to breathe in through your nose to the count of four, two, three, four. Hold your breath for 4 seconds. Two, three, four. Audible exhale out for four, two, three, four. And hold. Two, three, four. One more time. In through the nose for four. Hold your breath for four. Audible exhale for four. And hold. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Were you thinking about that stressful thought when we were counting and breathing at the same time?
Not at all.
Right.
And I literally feel like I just took a nap.
Yeah.
And I woke up and was just within those, 16 seconds, like you were saying, feel completely re-energized, which is great. And I feel like when I heard about it the other day, I totally did it wrong. So I'm glad you mentioned that because I was inhaling for 4 seconds, holding and then letting out for 4 seconds. And I forgot to hold again for four, which I guess that's why they call it a box because it has the four sides.
Correct. When we teach it to the schools, we call it mindfulness. When we teach it to the woo-woo people, we call it meditation. When we teach it to the cops, we call it tactical breathing.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. Was that the one your mother-in-law taught you or was that just one?
It was similar. She just taught me to slow down my breath and visualize myself in Jamaica.
Yes.
So when you close your eyes, your mind doesn't really know what's real and what's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Our minds are so powerful that we can tell our minds what to do. So just like there's this guy who leads a course, he's a business coach, and he tells everybody in with his hundreds of people in the auditorium to stand up, and they all stand up. And he says, follow me outside, and they all follow him outside. He steps on the stairs, he looks down at them, and he says, people will go where you tell them to go. Now go back inside. And everybody's like, that is crazy. It's true. But it's the same thing with our brains. Our minds will go where we tell our minds to go. So for the people who are suffering from stress and anxiety, when you engage with that thought, I'm so stressed, I'm so anxious, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, the easiest way out is in. So we can go to our breath. We can slow it down. And our breath is our anchor into the present moment.
It's been a long time since I read Dante's Inferno. I think I was forced in school and I need to reread it back. But there's a famous passage or line in there where he says, go down into the very depths of hell. Like he has this angel and he's following him down. And then he gets to the very bottom. And then the angel goes, go down further. And he's like, I can't go any further. I'm literally in the on the floor of hell. And he's like, no, go through the devil, go through the actual beast. And so he's like, okay, so he's climbing down. And when you say go within, sometimes people think, okay, go within, but it also is a metaphor for what we're going through in our lives and what that looks like externally, because he realized as he was like going out, because he started out at the top of earth, he's moving down, he's actually going back up again. So he's no longer going down. He's going back up to push through the pain, to push through the whatever. So it's also the telling your mind thing, but the perception of it as well to help you kind of reframe that.
Yeah.
So what has been your craziest time with like the business? Like, have you gotten any aha moments outside of just the idea itself, which is fantastic because you put it into action and you put it into motion, but any other things that you feel like was kind of a message from the other side or your guides and angels, like your dad, obviously, like helping to guide you, but just that stood out to you that you want to share?
Well, I think maybe my biggest spiritual challenge during this was to really get out of my own bubble. We all are so comfortable hanging out with people we're attracted to, spiritually, mentally, whatever, emotionally, or in our, you know, socioeconomical section. But what was the best part about this whole thing is to just pop that bubble and know that we're all humans. We're all the same in one way or another. We're all breathing, living beings that have feelings. And that's been the best part because I'm meeting all these really interesting people that I would have never met had I just stayed in the fashion industry. And I feel so blessed and lucky to be exposed to people who are struggling with addiction, to people who are struggling with so many things you cannot even imagine, but getting to hear their stories and learn how they survived or how they've gone through it has been maybe one of the biggest gifts.
That is true. And it also helps us, what you've created, the thought just popped in my head, or the message is that there's that interconnectedness because we all are human beings, we're all spiritual beings, we're connected with that. And like you said, it's opened up your eyes. And hopefully maybe too, there might be some things within your app that when people are scrolling, they feel led to maybe try a different type of approach or take a certain class or dive into an area that they may not have necessarily thought of because you're helping to connect us all within the app and then provide that information, which is really cool.
Yeah, I think people start small, like maybe just with a breath meditation. And it's the same thing with me, with my spiritual journey. When I first started, I'm like, I just want to calm down. I want to slow myself down. I want to be present. That's all I wanted. And then you slowly peel off the layers. I want to see my future self. I want to see my ideal life. I want to connect with the universe. You know, you grow. You become different in a way. You want to explore yourself a little bit more. Instead of using it as a tool for enhancement, we use it as a technique for self-exploration.
That's amazing. But how can people get in touch with you? Yeah, what is your website and obviously the app?
First, I would tell everybody if they want to build a tiny habit that sticks of meditation to download the Unplug Meditation app. It's on iTunes. That's the best way to get it. And start small. And start tiny so you can feel successful like 1 minute a day. So download the Unplug app is number one, or check us out at unplug.com. And there you'll see like contact us or anything that you need.
Great. And then is there any social media channels you want people to follow you or the company on?
At Unplug Meditation is my social media channel. And if you want to connect with me personally, I'm at Suzy Yalov Schwartz. SuzyYalofschwartz.
Well, Suzy, thank you so much for your time and being on the show and being an interviewer, interviewing me and vice versa. And also thank you to your dad for showing up.
Yeah. Is there any final words Herb would like to share?
There's something he's talking about. Is there some sort of recipe? Some like favorite meal that he... I don't want to say it's like Greek food, but it was like some sort of meal. He's also strikes me as quite the character, but he's basically saying, just let her know, like, enjoy X, Y, and Z meal that like somebody makes or that you make, because he just misses it and he misses you guys and he's sending all his love.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Okay. Well, what is it?
I actually did a podcast right before this podcast, and the woman said to me, that is so funny. What is your sneaky pleasure? And I said, honestly, it's a liverwurst sandwich. I know that sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm totally getting chills. So he must be, I said he's a funny guy, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's saying it as a joke. I was like, he wants to say parting words and this is your parting word, like enjoy a meal. That's what he's saying. He's listening to you all the time. He was in that.
That's so funny. I love it.
So that's just confirmation. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to A Psychic Story. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode and join the conversation on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. All episodes are free on your favorite podcast player or at apsychicstory.com. Have a question? Is there a topic you'd like to hear more about? Or have a suggestion for a future guest? Send an email to contact@apsychicstory.com or leave a voicemail message at 1-800-880-1881. We'd love to hear from you, and you may even be featured on a future episode. If you're interested in booking a session with me, you can do that directly on the website. And if you want to hear even more content hosted by yours truly, check out my other show, Supernatural Matters. Reminder that you are automatically entered to win either a free 20-minute intuitive or energy healing session with me if you leave 5 stars along with a positive review. Currently, reviews can be left on Apple, Stitcher, Podchaser, or CastBox podcast players. Don't forget to email contact@apsychicstory.com when you do, because it allows me to get in touch with you if your name is pulled in the drawing. Your name stays in until you win.